Psalm 86, verse 5 says, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you." And all God's people said, amen and amen. Well, welcome to the first day of the month of February. How about that? It's February 1st, 2019. It's Friday. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Here we are. It is the end of the work week. And after having all this cold weather this week, we'll see temperatures, believe it or not, into the 50s for Sunday and Monday. So welcome to the Midwest, that's for sure. Hey, coming up tonight, if you can, be in prayer for our friends at See You at Home. They're having their annual fundraiser One Winter Night, where folks go and become box dwellers, sleeping overnight to feel what it's like to be our friends without an address. And so this is a big fundraiser for that ministry, and all of that takes place tonight overnight in downtown Champaign. If you can't be prayed for those involved, if you do want more information about our friends at See You at Home, just visit their website at the letters cuathome.us, cuathome.us. Well, do you find yourself being a worrywart? You know, I can fall into that very quickly, very, very quickly, because, you know, I like to be in control. So when things are out of my control, that's where I begin to worry. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. For those people who love to be in control, know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, today we're going to be talking about overcoming worry, right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio, right after this.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Yeah.
right. It's music from Lifeway Worship. Beautiful song. It's called Your Name. There's a story of a man who worried about everything. I mean, he worried about everything. And one day his friends saw and noticed that he was happy and he was stress-free. So they asked him, "Brother, what happened to you?" He says, "Well, I'm paying somebody to do all the worrying for me." And they're like, "Really? How much are you paying him?" He said, $2,000 a week. And they said, "That's a lot of money. Can you afford that type of money?" He said, "No, but that's his worry."
I love that joke. I really do.
I'll tell you what. Worry will raise your blood pressure, harden your arteries. It will put wrinkles on your face, dark circles under your eyes, and worry won't make your problems go away. Worry won't help you deal with your problems. Worry won't make you feel better at all. Worry. And today we're going to be talking about winning the war over the worry word. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to read a few verses here in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6 verses, we're going to start in verse 25. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." I'll tell you what, we live in a day and age where people are anxious and worried about everything, about how they look, about what they are wearing, and about the rising gas prices and the falling stock prices and the foreclosures and how their kids will turn out. They worry about their health. They worry about who they're going to marry. I mean, the list can go on and on. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." King James Version says, "Take no thought for your life." The NIV Version says, "Do not worry about your life." So is the Lord telling us not to plan for the future? Give no thought to the physical needs of life. Throw away your grocery list. No, he's not talking about planning ahead or having a flippant attitude about providing for tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the Bible does make an example of the ant, right? That is, in the summertime, stores away food for the winter. The Bible teaches that we should remember the law of sowing and reaping. See, God is not saying we ought not to make provision for tomorrow. The Lord is saying, take no anxious thought or worry for the needs of your life. I was reading a book some time ago from Jerry Bridges entitled, oh gosh, what was the name of that book? I can't think of it at the moment. Respectable Sins. There you go. Respectable Sins. Sins that we tolerate. And he talked about worry and anxiety. This is what he said. He says, when you or I say to someone, "Don't be anxious," or "Don't be afraid," we are encouraging them in a helpful way. But when Jesus says, "Don't be anxious or worried," it has the force of a moral command. And Jerry Bridges goes on to say, in other words, it is the moral will of God that we are not to be anxious, or to say it more explicitly, anxiety and worry is a sin. Well, that's a strong statement from Jerry Bridges. See, because it indicates, friend, a distrust of God. Worrying is assuming that God doesn't know what he's doing. Somebody said one time, you can tell the size of your God by looking at the size of your worry list. The longer your list, the smaller your God. Worry is a wound, friend, in the heart of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Do you know what an insult worry is to God? Worry points a finger in the face of God and says, Matthew 6 and Romans 8, 28, and say, God, that's a lie. God, you don't feed or clothe your own children. We have a choice, friend. We have the opportunity to take God at his word and believe or live in fear, not believing him. See, worry occurs when we assume responsibility for things that are outside of our control. We worry about money, don't we? We also worry about our jobs and our careers. You know, before I started working in ministry, I had a normal job, you know, and it was a dog eat dog type of job. I mean, you know, people cutting in front of each other, trying to make themselves look better than everyone else so they can get the raise, so they can get the promotion, so they can get the recognition. I mean, it's dog eat dog out there. And if you don't, then you're going to be stuck in your lower level job. I mean, that's how it is in a lot of workplaces. It's the dog eat dog mentality. But friend, if you are a child of God, let me remind you from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. See, friend, God is in control of the one who is in control. God is the boss of your boss. If you humble yourselves before and under the mighty hand of God, he will raise you up at the proper time. We don't have to play the same games the world plays. We also worry about our health, don't we? Getting older or getting a certain sickness, or we're worried about that phone call from the doctor that we've been waiting for a couple of days. We're concerned to see how far advanced the cancer is, or if we're going to have another miscarriage this pregnancy. All valid reasons to worry, but we need to remember. Friend, we need to remember the words of Jesus. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. And I know it sounds like a pie in the sky mentality when you're just given the worst news of all time from the doctor. I know, but let me tell you something. If you are a child of God, if you are a child of God, if you placed your faith in Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. Let me be brutally honest with you today. I'm going to sound like I'm from left field here. If you are a child of God, if you have placed your faith in Christ, and if you lose both of your arms, if you lose both of your legs, lose your job, lose your family, lose everything that you've ever owned, but yet you still have Jesus, you have more than the richest person in the entire world. When you have Jesus, you have everything. You have everything, friend. We also worry about the future, don't we? I mean, it happens to every parent. I mean, your first child leaves the nest to begin their first day of school. What will the future hold? And then the day comes when you watch your last child graduate from college again. What will the future hold? And then they get married. What will the future hold? And then they have kids. And what will the future hold? Let me tell you what. Life is filled with fearful moments that present questions for which we have no answers, friend. But what the future holds is really not the question. What really matters is who holds the future. Who holds the future? The psalmist said in Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hands. Acts 17:28 says, in him we live and move and have our being. Friend, if you are a child of God, that means God is your daddy. He is your heavenly father. He is responsible for you. Like you're responsible for your kids, God is responsible for you because he is your heavenly father. He is your heavenly father. Trust him. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Friend, we have a choice. Either trust God or trust man. Trust God to provide or worry about the future. Jesus Christ wants you to know and understand that you cannot go hungry. You cannot be in need without your Heavenly Father being totally made aware of your circumstance. So what do you do? So what do you do? What do you do when worry wants to invade your heart? When worry wants to invade your thoughts? When worry wants to invade your spirit? Well, Jesus tells us. All the while he's saying, don't be anxious, don't worry, don't be anxious, don't worry. Matthew 6:33. And then he went on to say, but seek first the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And thank you so much for tuning in to Great News Radio today on this Friday, February 1st, 2020. 19. Be sure this weekend to catch up with Sunday worship on your way to church on Sunday. Well, as we begin a brand new month here in February, would you remember Great News Radio on your giving list this month? I'll tell you what, we would not be here without friends like you. I really do mean that. Of course, God's grace and His hand, but He uses His people as well to meet those needs. So prayerfully consider being part of the giving family here in the month of February. Our mailing address, if you feel led to do so, is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can hop online at our website, give safely and securely there at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and hang out with my family today. Got a pretty low-key weekend for the most part. Now that I say that, watch, everything's going to go array. But I'm going to do that, and I hope you have a chance to have some family time as well. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.